درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین حبیب الہ العالمین بالقاسم محمد. طیبین الطاہرین سیما بقیت اللہ فی الارضین. قال اللہ تعالی فی کتابہ الکریم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ام حسبتا أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. اسلام از اے کمپریہنسو ریلیجن covers all the aspects of our life, and it's a claim from Islam that if you want to get success, if you want to be on the top of the success, that is absolute success, then you come to Islam. Islam will guide you in every sphere of your life. You will get this absolute success in this world and in that world. Now, we started from the same concept. If this is the claim from Islam, can we act upon Islam and get that sort of success, which unfortunately we are not getting right now? And what is the proof? Because we are looking at other concepts, other theories. This concept of oneness is not only in the existence of Allah. Oneness in the existence of Allah, it only covers existence of the laws. Oneness in the laws of Allah. If I am looking at other theories to come and guide me, this is also a shirk. Shirk in the obedience of laws of Allah, this is also a form of shirk. So if you go through the books that explain the concept of Tawheed, you get many sorts of Tawheed. Tawheed in the existence of Allah, Tawheed in His attributes, Tawheed in His deeds, acts, Tawheed in the punishment and reward, and Tawheed in the legislation. Only Allah can define the law. And if we are looking at other laws to guide us, it means that okay, we are not getting the true concept of Allah, and that's why we are looking otherwise. Now, where we should start from? I told you, start from the simple concepts of Islam. If you start from here, you will go through the way and you will get the real essence of Islam. And the simple points were be straight, be truthful, and the last point which we added yesterday is to be helpful to others, pray for others. If you think that you are not very comfortful in a community, in community of your own friends and brothers, so just pray for them and ask Allah to forgive their sins. And of course you are asking Allah to forgive your own sins too, but praying for others helps a lot in building the true spirit of a community. and building the confidence, building the love and affection for each another. So if you are in a family and the relationship between families are not good sometimes, and this is happening because of lots of involvement of material pleasures, sometimes when they collide with each other, family collapse. And this is happening here. Look at the rate of divorces, look at the rate of separations, and you will get, okay, this is something happening here. So how we should cover all these things from Islam? How Islam guides us? It starts from your own heart. So okay, open your heart for others and ask Allah to forgive them. Besides looking at your own problems too. When we try to analyze a situation, we always keep ourselves innocent and put the burden of everything on others. You can do the otherwise too. Start from your own self. Look what wrong I have done. Can I make a correction in my own self? Inna al-insan ala nafsihi basira. The Quran says that a person can get insight for, at least for him, his own self. But he makes excuses. This is the problem. Walau alqa ma'adira. Makes excuses. So try to be straight with your own self. I can befool lots of people, but I should not befool my own self. I know my problems. I know my weaknesses. What should I hide from my own self? Okay, if I want to hide it from others, I should be straight with my own self. Look at that Fir'aun. He was claiming that he is the God. And inside his own self, he was accepting in front of Allah that, yes, you are the God. I am not the God. You are the God. So in a sense, he was more clever than lots of people living in this life. They are befooling themselves. That they are not doing any wrong. Okay, look at your own self. Was there anything? So if you pass through a situation when there was a conflict with anyone, any human, and you are trying to analyze this, first try to find out your own mistakes. What better you could have done? And you will see a lot could have been done. Then the other point comes. Can I make a correction in my own self? This is the most difficult part of a person. Try to correct your own self. Because if you have not done it here, it will be done in the life after death. It will start with enlightenment. I will see what I was, which I was hiding from my own self, and then the correction will start. But it will be more painful. Actually, it cannot be compared from here. It is very easy here. If I find myself, okay, in this problem, for example, I see sometimes I am a hypocrite. I am hiding something from people. You can make a correction. You can make a plan for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, to be straight. But after that, it will be very difficult to change the face which we have got in our spirit. It can take, I told you, hundreds of years to make a correction. Barzakh is not like this material world. This material world is 50, 60 years, 70 years. But Barzakh is very lengthy. And don't think that people who will die closer to the day of judgment will have shorter barzakh. No, this is the time space is for us. It is not for Allah. So everyone will have his own barzakh. It will depend upon his deeds in this world. If he had purified himself, barzakh will be very short period. And in some of the riwayah, some of the people will get barzakh only for 3 days. And then they will go towards heaven. And in some of the riwayah, some people will get barzakh of millions of years. Because they had not purified themselves, all the evils were there. And when they go to barzakh, it is a hospital. And you can pay attention all your dreams too, to find yourself. If you are getting the true dreams, because dreams are of many kinds. If you are getting the true dreams, you can see yourself in your dreams. What I am in reality. But I'm not telling you to pay lots of attention or dreams, because this will make you imaginary person out of the reality. But sometimes the dreams are very true, and you can find yourself. I will tell you something. A person, one of those who were attending my lectures, went to Hajj. And before going to Hajj, he was asking me what I should do during Hajj. This is my first Hajj. Then he came back and he said, I saw a strange dream. I said, what was that? He said, I saw myself. My body was human, but my face was of a donkey. Can it be true? I said, yes, it can be true. And you are one of those fortunate who have been informed that you are not human inside. You are very lucky. You have been informed. And this is because of your Hajj. Hajj gave you spirituality at the level where it was revealed to you that do something for yourself. You are not good. Unfortunately, most of the people could not get that blessing because they were not deserving that. And after their death, they find that, okay, we were living 60 years not in the shape of a human. So one of the Urafa, which was blessed by this quality of looking at human, after getting this quality, he made a tawassul to Ahlul Bayt and said, please don't give me this quality. Take it back. I cannot live with this. Someone asked him, why you asked and okay, you just left this quality? He said, how can you live a life where your friend is not a human, he's a monkey? How can you live a life where your child is not a human and you are watching them? So it was punishment for me. So I asked Ahlul Bayt to take it back. I don't need it. So some of us was so lucky they could find themselves. But again, I'm telling you, I'm not a person of dreams and not putting so much emphasis on it, but find yourself. Your shape, your true nature and your true reality depends upon your habits, depends upon your mentality. If the mentality is good, you are good. If the mentality is not good, then unfortunately, we have to work hard. First, what we should do first? I told you many things by the name of first, but it has different levels. Try to make your orientation towards hereafter, not in this world. You are not created for 60 years. We are not created for this earth. We are created forever. We will live forever. Just we will change our existence from material to misali in the barzakh and from misali to spiritual in the hereafter. So we have to take care of every aspect of our life. So change your orientation. Your orientation and our orientation should be towards hereafter. And make this life a bridge for hereafter. If you do that, fortunately, Islam claims, if you look at this universe, this material world, you will be trapped inside it. Then you will be punished. You will get 20 years of pleasures and don't know how many years of just a shame. But if you look at the hereafter, you try to get the hereafter, Islam claims that it will bring for you this world too. There's a beautiful tradition of Holy Prophet. It says, عليكم بالآخرة تأتيك الدنيا صغيرة. Look at the hereafter. Allah will bring this material world in front of you very inferior. You will find it inferior. If we did otherwise, what will happen? We will see this world superior and we will go behind it, and for the rest of our life we will just follow this path. And of course, after a while we may get something, but then it will be revealed that okay, this was nothing. And I don't know how people are not tired of that thing. They get tired after a while, but when they are running behind the world, they're not getting we are so. A person came to me and said, you told me about qana'ah, to be satisfied on lesser things. So he said, this is the key. I said, how? He said, I am 45 and I always wished for more and now I am tired. I'm tired of asking more and more and more. It's not ending. So one mobile, another mobile. One watch, another watch. A car, another car. A house, another house. A reputation, another reputation. He said, I'm tired of it now. Now the key point is, be satisfied on the lesser side of this material world. And then Allah will give you something which you are not dreaming of. This is the true lesson. Now one more point I want to add here. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. This world is not a marathon. This world is not a race where you should be first and others should lose. This world is a strange place. You will be winner. Who will be the winner? Who bring more and more people with him, not alone. You are not asked to pass the finish line alone. You are asked to bring more and more people with you. And that's what Anbiya were doing. They were sent by Allah to cross the finish line alone? No. They were assigned to bring as many people as they could. They were facing all sort of hardship to bring those people. There was no problem for Imam Hussein or his family if Yazid was the ruler. There was no problem for Imam Hussein. People were respecting him and they were respecting him and they had to respect Imam Hussein. No child of Imam Hussein, na'uzu billah ta'ala, was misguided by Yazid. So why he did all these sacrifices? It was just for society. It was just for humanity. Otherwise, Imam was not losing anything. But the religion was going off. So he came in and he said, I am the person who is at the last point of the chain of Anbiya. I will take the burden. He took the burden and he brought so many people like me and you for this place. Someone asked, and a scholar, what was the importance of Karbala? What was achieved by Karbala? It happened in 61 and Yazid remained there. Then Bani Umayyah remained there up to 132. And then after Bani Umayyah, Bani Abbas were there. Never Ahl-e Bayt could get the government. So what is the importance of Karbala? He said, don't look at this way. Imagine if Karbala was not there, what would have happened? You were the follower of Yazid. Islam might not be there. Muslims were gone back to Jahiliyyah. This is what Yazid was intending to do. They were not only getting the government, they already had the government. This is a difficult topic. I would not like to start it here because it is too lengthy. But this is the blessing of Imam Hussein. He did everything for us, for humanity. So why we should not learn from Imam? Do something for others. This is what you have been sent here. If I was, na'uzu billah ta'ala, if someone was follower of Yazid, what he was doing, I should have some difference with others. He is doing for himself, so what I'm doing for myself. So what is the difference? He was the follower of Yazid or I'm the follower of Imam Hussein? What is the difference? I am going for my own wealth, fame and power, and the follower of Yazid were doing the same thing. So what is the difference? There should be some difference between us and them. And that's why we were asked in Ziyarat Ashura to say La'an to them. Allahumma al-an awala dhalimin dhalam haqqa Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. They're not here. So why are you cursing them? We're not cursing those personalities. They were not able or deserved to be mentioned. But we are cursing the qualities or the evils behind them. So we could get rid of that evil. Look at Umar ibn Sa'd. Look at Shimr, Look at Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. They were clavers of their world. My specialization is in political science. I tell you, they were clavers of their society. Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, don't think of them, they were stupids or they were some people who could not understand politics. They were masters of their fields. But again, we are cursing them. Why? We don't want to be like them. So if a person thinks that, okay, I will collect wealth, I will collect power, and I will get fame, and in this world I will get everything, this is the path which was laid down here by followers of Yazid. It should be different. So what is the difference? Do something for your life after death. Do something for others without getting any benefit, without putting your name on the charts or the tables. I don't know why it's happening. Sometimes we do something good and we put our name on the top and then we lose everything. There are many rules for getting respect in the society. The true rule says that keep yourself downside, Allah will bring your name up. Mutawazi, tawazu, a quality in human, be humble. Allah will give you respect. And as much you are humble in front of Allah and His system, what is the system? The Holy Prophet, Ahlul Bayt, Allah will raise your respect in the eyes of people. This is the main rule or law. Sometimes we think that people can get respect from media, by wealth, by showing them off. This is the way which was, again tell you, this was paved by the followers of Yazid. They did these things. What Imam Hussain did, said, I will keep myself. I am an obedient servant of Allah. Abdullah. Be Abdullah. Be a servant of Allah. And then Allah will make you a master of this universe. This is what we learn from Hazrat Yusuf. He was the servant of Allah. And the story is here. Inshallah, pay attention or the true rules. I and you should be such a person, if people were going to give us title, this is the man of this world or the man of that world, they should say, this is the man of that world, not this world. We need this title. Ahlul Akhirah. We don't want and we should not be titled as Ahlul Dunya. Should be Ahlul Akhirah. This is what Imam Hussain did. He was Ahlul Akhirah. And the people around him were Ahlul Akhirah. Can you give any interpretation for any Ahlul Dunya to be on the side of Imam Hussain? There was no interpretation. Just one interpretation. They were not Ahlul Dunya. They were people of Akhirah. So be people of Akhirah. And Allah will save you at this world and hereafter both inshallah. In the name of our Imam and with the prayer that inshallah we will see his appearance on this world. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.